Well, the Rebbe added in this piece was something very powerful, and the Rebbe said that the Eibishter wants that we should be partners in bringing Mashiach. In other words, just like serving Hashem in general, just like making this world into a dwelling place in general, if what Hashem wants that we transform this world into, if Hashem wants this world to be transformed into a dwelling place, and that's what it's all about, to take a physical world and change it, so why are we spending so many thousands of years? Hashem can do it so easily. Create a world, physical existence, and the next second transform it and make it into a spiritual world, and mission accomplished. Why are we working so hard? And the answer is, it's not only that he wanted the physical world to be transformed, but the main point is he wanted the physical world transformed through our Aveda. Those words, through our Aveda, are the key words. Otherwise, Hashem could just do it and everything would be happening in a moment. So the whole point is that Hashem wants us to do it. Now the real truth is, he's still doing it. Even now that we're doing it, could we do anything ourselves? He gives us strength, he gives us life, he gives us the ability to do it, he gives us the desire to do it, he gives us the opportunity to do it. But nevertheless, it's happening and being channeled through our Aveda. To use a simple analogy, if you would ask an ordinary, observant Jew that believes in Hashem, and you say to him, where are you getting parnasa from? Where's your sustenance coming from? Say, from Hashem. Yeah, but I know you go to work, and you work hard. At the end of the week, you get a check, and you get paid, and then you take that money and you buy food. So basically, you're the one that's producing it. You're accomplishing this through all the work that you put in. Or if somebody goes to a field, the way it was in the olden days, you work in the field, and that's how you get your wheat, or you get your vegetables, or you get your fruits, and that's how you have food to eat. In the desert, the food came down from Shemayim. But now, we do it ourselves. Every Jew will tell you, no, Hashem is the one that makes everything happen. So then what is the difference between what happened in the desert and what happened now? It's all the same. And the answer is, it is all the same. But the difference is, in the desert, it came directly from Hashem. Now, it's channeled through our actions, and it's camouflaged. It appears that it's happening through some sort of order of nature, but in truth, the order of nature and everything we do is also not independent of Hashem. But Hashem wants things to happen in that order, in a way that His presence is hidden, and then we do it. So the same is with the creation of world in general, that Hashem created a world, and He wants us, through our davening and our learning and our Aveda, to transform the world and to become a dwelling place for Hashem. And the same, the Rebbe says, applies to Mashiach. Hashem could just go like that, and Mashiach is here, and Gula is here. But Hashem wants us to be part of it and be partners in it. So how are we partners in it? So the Rebbe says, Hashem wants a Yid, a Neshama Beguf, not one of the Neshamas that are in Gan Eden. It's not good enough. It has to be a Yid in the physical world. And he has to say that he's excited to announce, he's excited that to say, Giyus Mangul Aschem, that the times of redemption has come and that the redemption has already begun. In other words, once we accept it, and we accept it as reality, that is what makes it happen. Like, why is that necessary? If Hashem feels that the time of redemption has come, let him bring Gula, let him bring Mashiach, and it's over. So Hashem wants us to be ready for it. Hashem wants us to be prepared to have it. How we prepared? By us proclaiming and announcing that we're ready for it and we accept it, that makes us prepared. So, like the Rebbe is saying, the reality is already here, but Hashem wants us to declare that we're ready and that we want it. This is similar to the famous story which the Rebbe repeated numerous times, how the Tzemach Tzedek once was asked by his son, the Rebbe Marash, that in the year 1848, it's written somewhere that in that year Mashiach has to come. And the year came and went and Mashiach didn't come. So the Rebbe Marash asked his father, how do you explain this? So his father answered, don't you realize this year the Likutei Torah, which are the Maimonides of the Alter Rebbe, that elaborate so much on concepts of Chassidus, it's the first time that such a book was ever printed. So this is the revelation of godliness that took place in the year 1848. So the Rebbe Marash said to his father, yes, but we want Mashiach, we want him to be here in a physical sense, physically going out of Golas, physically going to Yisrael, physically having a Beis HaMikdash, and so on. Tzemach Tzedek said, you're right. And the Rebbe explained, what was the dialogue here between them? The Tzemach Tzedek needed the Rebbe Marash to tell him that this is not sufficient, that we're not satisfied with Mashiach coming in a spiritual sense, that more Torah is revealed. We want Mashiach in a very down-to-earth way. And the Rebbe answered that, of course the Tzemach Tzedek knew this, but in Shamayim, they wanted to hear it not from someone like the Tzemach Tzedek, but from an ordinary person. Tzemach Tzedek is a Rebbe. A Rebbe is of a different caliber, and therefore it's not sufficient. It has to be heard from someone who's not a Rebbe, one of us. At that point, the Rebbe Marash, who in the future became a Rebbe, but at that point he wasn't a Rebbe yet, he was somewhat one of us, and it was necessary for him to say verbally, no, we want Mashiach in a Gashmizdik away. There's a famous story of the Baal Shem Tov as well, that Baal Shem Tov, one of his students, asked the Baal Shem Tov about traveling to Eretz Yisrael, and he gave him permission, but he said, but make sure that if anyone ever asks you a question, you should answer the question properly. Think before you answer. And he went on his journey, stopped off in an island. There are a lot of details to the story, but in this island, there was no one there except for this one person. And this one person got into a conversation with him. And in the conversation, he asked him, so how is it for Yidden in Poland or Ukraine, wherever they live? So he said, Baruch Hashem, things are fine. And then something went wrong with his trip, and he had to come back. He couldn't go to Israel. So when it came to the Baal Shem Tov told him, I told you to think before you answer. He didn't tell the Baal Shem Tov what happened. He didn't tell him anything. And the Baal Shem Tov said, the person that you met wasn't an ordinary person. The person you met was Avraham Avinu. And there was a time in Shemayim where so much was being demanded for Mashiach to come. And the argument was, the Jews aren't really demanding it so much. Why are you fighting for them? They don't want it so much. They're okay. So Avraham Avinu was sent down that he should hear from the Jews themselves what they really want. So when he came and he said, so how is life in Poland? And he said, Baruch Hashem, it's okay. Basically it meant, we're fine. We can be in Poland another little bit of time. And at that moment, that was the wrong thing to say. So that means that Hashem wants us to be part of it, that we announce and declare that we want Mashiach to come, and want Mashiach to come in a Gashmizdik way.